Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Suspect arrested in connection with Campbell County shooting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office has arrested Carmen Crusoe in connection with the recent shooting of a 19-year-old man. According to a press release from the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, authorities took Crusoe into custody without incident Saturday evening following an extensive investigation conducted into collaboration with multiple law enforcement agencies. Crusoe is currently being held at the Campbell County Detention Center as he awaits formal charges and arraignment. Sheriff Scott Matheny said this arrest reflects an unwavering commitment to our deputies and partner agencies to ensure justice and public safety. We appreciate the community's patience and support as we work tirelessly to locate Crusoe. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office urges anyone with additional information about the case to contact them at 682-7271. Wyoming Freedom Caucus reflects on legislative wins and challenges. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus is celebrating what it calls a successful 2025 legislative session, marking its first year holding a majority in the state house. According to Cowboy State Daily, Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams of Cody, who chairs the caucus, says their leadership has challenged the status quo and helped push a more conservative agenda. However, she believes this has also made them a target of media scrutiny and political opposition. During a press conference on Friday, the group touted dozens of legislative victories, including bills on election integrity, tax cuts, immigration, and limiting so-called woke policies. However, they failed to pass some key measures, including a ban on ballot drop boxes and electronic voting machines. Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower said that the Freedom Caucus actually exceeded his expectations and doesn't think they did a horrible job, but didn't like what he saw as its fixation with national issues. He said this will go down as the session where we did absolutely nothing but national issues. One of the biggest wins, they say, was a new law protecting Wyoming's small oil and gas producers from the increased federal bonding requirements, which could have threatened thousands of jobs. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.